This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. is sending additional warships and thousands of Marines to the Middle East to increase security in the wake of Iranian attempts to seize commercial ships there. U.S. officials say Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin approved the deployment of the USS Bataan Amphibious Readiness Group and the 26th Marine Expeditional Unit to the Gulf region. The readiness group consists of three ships, including the Bataan, an amphibious assault ship. An expeditional unit usually consists of about 2,500 Marines. Iran tried to seize two oil tankers near the Strait of Hormuz early this month, opening fire on them. Russia pounded Ukraine's southern cities with drones and missiles for a third consecutive night, keeping Odessa in its crosshairs after a bitter dispute over the end of a wartime deal that allowed Ukraine to send grain through the key Black Sea port. The Ukrainian officials said Thursday that the strikes killed at least two people in Odessa. At least 19 people, including a child, were injured in a nearby city. Russia has targeted Ukrainian critical grain export infrastructure since it vowed retribution this week for an attack that damaged a crucial bridge between Russia and Moscow annexed Crimean Peninsula. Strikes have helped drive up food prices in countries facing hunger. A gunman opened fire on terrified workers on a construction site in downtown Auckland, killing two people hours before New Zealand hosted the first game of the Women's World Cup. And the man was found dead, and authorities say his motive appeared to be connected to his previous work at the site. New Zealand Prime Minister Chris Hipkins said the shooting was an isolated act in the FIFA tournament, opened a schedule with a game between the home team and Norway. This is VOA News. Japanese, U.S., and South Korean senior officials condemned North Korea for its recent ICBM-class ballistic missile launches. At a meeting in Japan, they vowed to step up their trilateral cooperation to strengthen deterrence and sanctions against the North, while stressing the need for dialogue with Pyongyang. The U.S. Special Representative for North Korea says the U.S. is working hard to gather information about an American soldier who fled to the North. Kim's Japanese counterpart and South Korea's Kim Gunn are also discussing their leaders' summit next month in the United States. Protesters angered by an Iraqi man in Sweden who threatened to burn a copy of the Quran stormed the Swedish embassy in Baghdad. The owner ran the diplomatic compound early Thursday and started a fire. Hours later, Iraq's prime minister cut diplomatic ties with Sweden in protest over the desecration of the Islamic holy book. Protesters occupied the diplomatic post for several hours. They waved flags and signs showing the influential Iraqi Shiite cleric and political leader Muqtada al-Sadr. The embassy staff was evacuated a day earlier. As global warming pushes temperatures up, the elevation range where malaria-carrying mosquitoes thrive is rising. Researchers have found evidence of the phenomenon from the tropical islands of South America to the mountainous populous regions of eastern Africa. Scientists now worry that people living in areas once inhospitable to the insects, including the slopes of Mount Kilimanjaro and the mountains of eastern Ethiopia, could be newly exposed to the disease. The U.S. Supreme Court would have to abide by stronger ethics standards under legislation approved by the Senate Judiciary Committee. It comes in response to recent revelations about donor-funded trips by justices. The bill faced united opposition from Republicans and has little chance to make it through the full Senate. Legislation would set ethics rules for the court and a process to enforce them, including new standards for transparency around recusals, gifts, and potential conflicts of interest. Democrats first pushed the legislation after reports earlier this year that the Justice Clarence Thomas participated in luxury vacations and a real estate deal with a top GOP donor. With tourism reaching or surpassing pre-pandemic levels across southern Europe this summer, iconic sacred sites struggle to find ways to accommodate both the faithful who come to pray and millions of increasingly secular visitors. Developing strategies to have visitors and faithful go separate ways with services held in discrete places, visits barred at worship times, or altogether different entrances. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.